I will speak for a few minutes and then we will pray again. Just keep on playing, please. I still need to hear. Thank you. That's good. Thank you, Franklin. Manifesting the presence of God. The first place we see the Bible use the word presence of God, listen, people, is in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 8. I need you to listen. It is what you hear today that will make the difference. And not just what you hear, what you understand by what has been, from what has been said. So I pray right now, Lord, for an understanding heart. I pray for a hearing here, understanding heart over everyone under the sound of this voice. I pray they will not hear my voice, they will hear the voice of your word. I pray, Lord, as I see, I do. As I hear you speak, I speak. And thank you because, Lord, you promise you will confirm every word with a sign, with a wonder, with a miracle. Lord, people have asked you for a miracle. Someone has asked you, I want to see you, I want to feel you, I want to experience you. Lord, for your glory, thank you for answering these prayers, even though it's said from a heart that does not believe you, but a heart that is sincerely yearning, seeking, and genuinely asking. Father, your presence. Manifest your presence in the name of Jesus. Genesis chapter 3 verse 8, the Bible declares there that one day something happened. The first man and the first woman, Adam and Eve, they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. You see, when you hear the word Lord God, because we need to understand what they were or who they were hiding from. Lord God. Lord God. That word Lord God just simply describes is the word Jehovah, which means the self-existent one. The one who exists by himself. Please, if you can limit walking around and talking, please. I get distracted easily. Please, just limit the movement. Just limit it completely. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, Jehovah, means the great I am. The one that says, the one that is who he says he is. And the word God, you see there, is the word Elohim, which means the source of everything. The source of all life, the source of all intelligence, the source of everything. I was praying with a young man yesterday, and he sincerely told me that, you know, he's been in church, he's been going for services and all that, and I will tell us something today. The world is not waiting to see churchgoers. What the world is waiting for is those who will manifest the glory of God. The world is tired of people who go to church, the people who don't miss services. The world wants to see God in and through every one of us who are professing that we know God, that we're children of God, sons, daughters of God. That is what the world wants to see. Tired of churchgoers. People, let's do away with religion and let's focus now on the reality of who God is. So what they were hiding from was one who created everything, the source of everything. The conversation I was having with this young man, he said, at times I struggle to believe that God actually exists. I said, beautiful. I said, that's a very sincere cry from your heart, and you've been a Christian. He even went on and shared testimonies. When I say testimonies, what God had done in his life. But from time to time, struggles to believe in the existence of God. I said, that's a good sign. Because when you start struggling, it shows that definitely you believe, but something is trying to take your belief away. Good place. So I asked the young man. The young man is hearing me, so he knows this is our conversation. I said, are we going to play football tomorrow? That was yesterday we were having this conversation. Because we're playing football after service today, 3 to 5 p.m. You know, we're just going out, exercise, spring, look at the weather. Liverpool, Merseyside, UK, awesome. Weather, spring has sprung. Let me put it that way. I said, do you believe we're going to play football tomorrow? He said, yes. I said, why do you believe that we're playing football tomorrow? He gave the most profound answer I've ever heard in my life. He said, because you said so. I said, you believe me? He said, yeah, because you said so last week Sunday that we're playing football this Sunday. I said, so you believe we're going to play football tomorrow? He said, yes. In fact, his face brightened up. You believe we'll play football tomorrow? He said, yes. He said, well, I said, why? He said, because you said so. I said, it's that simple. We believe God because God said so. We believe God because of what he said. End of story. What did God say? Listen, let's go on, because I will show us a definition today that the Spirit of God gave me of what the presence of God means. So what Adam and Eve were hiding from was the one that says, is the one he is. That tells you someone with integrity. The self-existent one, the one that he doesn't need anything to exist. And then he's also the source of everything. So they were trying to hide from one with integrity, one who created everything, the source of everything they could see, even where they were hiding, where they were running into to hide, is the one who created what they were hiding, what they were using to hide or cover themselves. So that's what they were hiding from. The Bible says they hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God. Can something created hide from its creator? That's a big question. So listen, that is the first place we see the word, the presence of God used. I'm talking today again on when the presence of God manifests. Now, what is the presence of God? Listen, that word presence there, it will amaze you what it means. It simply means the face of God. They hid themselves literally from the face of God. Now, what does that mean? Let me break it down, and then I will give us a definition. I don't know if they can display the slide, but I will tell you when to display it. Don't display it yet. Have you heard statements like this before? When maybe somebody comes and tells you, hey, so-and-so said something about you. And you're wondering, really? And you know what they said about you is a lie. They said that about me? Okay, go and call the person, or you call the person, and you tell the person what you said. Come and say it to my face. In other words, come and say it in my presence. Come and say it when I am there. The presence of God, when God is there. But then it's not enough for God to be there. We started off from last month when we were looking at how Jesus turned water into wine. John chapter 2. Jesus was invited to a wedding. And if you will take the roll call of that wedding and the wedding guests list, you will mark Jesus as present at that wedding. He was present, physically present. But then, right in the presence of Jesus, the wine finished at the wedding. An embarrassing situation happened. They had no more wine to serve the guests. Was Jesus present? Yes. But then, problems still happened. The embarrassment still happened right in the presence of Jesus. But Jesus didn't do anything and could not do anything. Do you know why? He was present, but he did not manifest his presence. His face was not really seen. He was just one of the wedding guests, one of the crowd. Let me tell you, I get people ask questions. If there's God, and you say God is present everywhere, why is Putin sending bombs to Ukraine and killing people? Why can't God stop him? Very good, legitimate, sincere, sensible question. Why can't God stop Putin from sending those bombs and killing people in Ukraine? And you say God is present. Listen, God is present, but his presence is not manifesting in Russia and in Ukraine. That's why those bombs are flying and killing. And the Holy Spirit gave me a prayer. We're going to pray that prayer right now. Listen, have you been seeing all the things all over the place? Pray for Russia, pray for Ukraine, pray for this, pray for that. What prayer are we going to pray? I even saw something that looked very encouraging. They said the Russian army want something million, but then there are 2.5 billion Christians who are praying. So the Christians fighting 14 million, I don't know how many statistics, Russian soldiers are more. The bombs are still flying. And the Holy Spirit led me today, and I'm telling us as a church, we're going to pray, Lord, manifest your presence in Russia. Manifest your presence in Ukraine. Show your presence. We are asking you to be present. When Jesus manifested, was no longer just a face in the crowd, he manifested his glory. His presence was now seen. He turned the water to wine and saved the embarrassing situation. There are people asking questions, why is my life like this? I've surrendered my life to Jesus. Jesus is present in me. Listen, the reason why things are not changing, because you are not experiencing the manifestation of his presence in your life, in your situation. That is the difference. So please, those of us who can pray, I just need one or two people to agree with me. Lord God Almighty in Russia, in Ukraine, manifest your presence. Let your presence be seen, be felt. Lord, in the heart of Putin, in the heart of the soldiers, in Ukraine, from Russia, Lord, those convoys, those sending those missiles, those releasing the bombs, those flying the planes that are sending bombs and killing people, Lord, let every one of them begin to see, experience your presence, your manifest presence. Appear to Putin, appear to Zelenko, appear to Zelensky, appear to everyone who is involved in this battle. Appear to Europe. Listen, the Spirit of God is saying, oh, the presence of God has departed from Europe long ago. Atrocities, NATO, whatever weapons that mankind is depending on is failing. It's failing upon all the nuclear arsenals, upon everything America has, upon everything NATO, the European countries have. They cannot even attack Putin. Why? Because the presence of God is missing in Europe, in all these leaders. Father, I pray, I agree, Lord, with one or two people, and as many believe in you, we ask in Ukraine, in Russia, all the soldiers, everyone involved in this battle, the ordinary people on the street, the family being killed, the family being displaced, let your presence be felt all across Europe. All across Europe. That is all we ask for. Let Putin right now wake up, open his eyes, and see God. In the name of Jesus. Listen, the difference is when the manifest presence of God, when God manifests his presence. Please pray for yourself right now. God, manifest your presence in my life. Just pray. Manifest your presence. When your presence is in me, sickness disappears. The lump disappears. The growth begins to shrink because your presence is manifesting. Manifesting. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Please, Damola, I said I was going to use you. Please come right now. I didn't tell you what I was going to use you for. Please, if you can display the slide. What is the presence of God? Just stand here, brother. Just stand here. Stand here. What is the presence of God? Do you have the slide displayed? The presence of God is the person, the character, and ability of God. That's the presence of God. The person, his personality, his character, and his ability. Second definition the Spirit of God gave me, the face of God. The face of God. When you look at somebody's face, and if you are very sensitive and very discerning, do you know that through their face, it gives you an idea of what they are thinking? If somebody's worried, when you look at their face, can you tell? Yeah. If they're happy, when you look at their face, can you tell? That's what they are thinking. Of course, we have people who are master of deception. They will be smiling at you, but inwardly they have killed you. That's not what I'm talking about. So the face of God, what God thinks, what God says, and what God does, that's the presence of God. So when we say, God, manifest your presence, manifest your personality, your character, your ability, let me see your face, means, Lord, what you are thinking, what you are saying, what you are doing, let me experience it. That's what you are praying for. That's what makes a difference. The prayer that Jesus was present or is present, he can be present and nothing changes. That is why the world is so evil. God is present everywhere, but not his manifestation. That's why evil seems to be prevailing. What do we need to do? God is waiting for you. God is waiting for me to carry his presence and manifest his presence everywhere we go. God needs vessels to carry his presence on this earth. That is why the whole of creation, the Bible tells us, is waiting for the manifestation of the true sons of God. The world is not waiting for people who go to church, churchgoers. No. The world is not impressed how many services you attend, how many prayer meetings you go. Are you manifesting the presence of God? are you bringing about that change? Or are you just carrying the title? All right, this is Damola here. Okay, some of us may not know him. All right? So let's use that definition. Please give me the volume on this mic. So, is Damola present here in this room? Please, okay. Make your presence known. Make your presence known. Make your presence known. In me, God, make your presence known. Yes, walking on. Make your presence known. Make your presence known. In me. All right, what's your name, sir? In case, because some people may not know that you are Damola. So please, who are you? What's your name?
Damola Adelusi.
Okay, so this is Damola Adelusi. Is it present? Is Damola Adelusi present in this room?
Yes.
So the person of Damola is present here. Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay, do you know his character? The characteristics? I know somebody who knows his character. But I'm not going to ask. She's smiling. All right, I'm coming to you. All right, that's the wife of Damola. Please pick out. Just pick out. Please, let's celebrate this couple. All right? Amazing. I know what I'm talking. I have seen miracles raw. You see the two of them? If you are looking for a miracle, this is a miracle. All right? That what I just said is deep. Okay, so do you agree that his wife probably knows his character more than all of us?
Yeah.
All right, but some of us know his character. So let me randomly, those of us who have met him, encountered him, how will you describe the character of Damola Adelusi? We're not going to consult you, Yeti. Don't worry. The man too is just smiling there and winking to the wife. You know, if you are consulted, you know, say the good part. All right? Just winking. I will buy you jollof rice. All right, please. Practical. I want to demonstrate something here. Those of you who have encountered Damola before, please raise up your hands and echo what you think is character. The character, the side of him you've encountered. Yes, sir. Please, get us a mic. Two mics. One on this side, one on that side. All right? He said, let me echo it. Gentle, get the other mic, quickly. We're going to unveil, we're going to manifest his presence today. Yes, sir.
He's one of the most gentle person I've ever met.
He's one of the most gentle personalities I have ever met. Siet Yeti. Thank you, sir. I concur. Let me say, I concur with that. Damola is gentle. Yes.
He's a good listener.
He's a good listener. Siet Yeti. Everything you are saying, the wife is just smiling. She's just nodding. Yes. By the way, I'm not before. You see, let me tell you, this is my wife here. My wife says things to me at home. Hey, if only church members will see this side of you. She knows my character. Yes, Balotelli. That's our Balotelli. Celebrate our Balotelli. Italiano.
Yeah.
Ciao, ciao. Yes.
Very supportive.
Very supportive. Character. We are on character. Yes, more. At the back. Please put the microphone on. Let the microphone manifest.
He's very humble.
He's very
and serious with everything he
and serious with everything he does. Please, Yeti, keep taking notes, please. Keep taking notes. Because let me tell us the truth. You know, my wife was saying something when we were coming in today. That a prophet is without honor in his own household. Because, you know, we see ourselves every day. We see what people don't see. At times, the ugly side of us overshadows the good side. But the fact that we are good, we are ugly, and we are the good, and we are bad, and doesn't mean that we're not good. If what you see is the ugly side, if what you see is the bad side, doesn't mean we're still not good. So we're talking about manifesting. Manifesting is talking about the fullness. So what you are hearing about him, by the way, might be the good side, right? So let's celebrate the good side. Prophet is without honor. My wife wants to say something about me before I give you the microphone. Are you sure? Promise.
It's about Damola. Damola is very, what's the word? Compassionate.
It's compassionate.
He really cares about people.
He cares about people.
And personally for me, I remember when we were all isolating.
When we were isolating.
Last year.
Yeah.
Kept bringing food to the house.
In my household.
We didn't have to.
Three people caught COVID. I won't tell you the three in my household. You know, the presence of God does not mean you can't catch COVID. Three people caught COVID in my house. Only one person didn't catch COVID. So we all had to isolate. And Damola kept bringing food to our house. Damola kept bringing food. Yes, more hands. Character, character, character. So we're looking at his character and ability. Grandma?
He's very supportive.
Very supportive.
Very loving.
Very loving.
He's genuine.
He's genuine.
And then he's very encouraging as well.
Very encouraging.
And he takes people's problems on his shoulder.
He takes people's problems on his shoulder.
I remember when I still have the problem anyway in my house.
Yes.
He shouldered everything by the grace of himself and other people. And even when I got to the house, I thought, I said, what will I do in this house? What can I do with this house? I was at a loss. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where to start. I didn't know where is the beginning, where is going to end. I thought, like, I want to sell this house and move out. But Damola and others, they came
Damola
by
came
the grace of God.
And manifested.
Yes.
It wasn't just present. He manifested that side of him.
And up till now, he's still encouraging.
He's still manifesting.
Grandma, don't worry, it will be okay.
Still manifesting.
Gives you assuring words.
Okay. All right, let's take two more. Please, that definition, leave it on. Character, person, character, ability. Oh, yeah, yes.
He keeps the time.
He keeps to time.
Yes.
He's a timekeeper. All right, finally. Let's hear it from the big boys. That's one of the big boys that he chills with.
No, Damola is my man.
Damola is my man, whatever that means. Take it. Okay, finally.
Yeah, Uncle Damola is really calm and is really supportive. Like
calm, supportive.
Supportive, always pushing you to be better and to be the best. And he's very honest as well. And you know he's somebody that you can talk to and he'll be honest with you, but not in a nasty way or anything, but like still honest.
Okay. Okay, they said one more. Why are you manifesting Damola today? Quickly, final one.
Uncle Damola is genuinely interested and
did you notice some people are using the word uncle? So that's another side of it, is manifesting as an uncle. Yes.
is genuinely invested in seeing people through whatever your visions are or supporting you through difficult times. Is genuinely invested.
Okay. Yeti, don't worry. It's online. You watch the part you miss. It's recorded. Thank you very much for that. All right. So we are looking at the person, the character, and the ability of Damola. So Damola is here, and if all you know about him is this is Damola, he's present, but you won't experience his character and the abilities described. The people who are telling you about him are those who have seen his manifestation. And of course, the wife has seen many, many manifestations of his glory. Just like my wife has seen many manifestations of my glory, the full essence of my being. Damola, let me tell you one of the things God is saying, and I am so proud of you, and I know God is proud of you. I have my wife, and now we are proud of you and your wife. We are seeing a manifestation of all these things you've just described also. Because God wants us to manifest our glory starting from inside, within. Within. See, the Damola, you're standing here. We had a serious argument once, very, very serious, where we disagreed and I had to tell him some very, very hard things. And after the conversation, I began to see him manifesting his glory. That's why I'm saying, I'm so proud of you. Have you heard the word, charity must begin from home? So everything you've described about him, this is where God wants him to start, from his own household, from within himself and in his house. And I'm so proud of him that I'm seeing that now. Listen, the world is waiting, not for someone to come and tell them, come to my church. Oh, my church, we sing, we dance. The world is waiting to see what you do when you are not in church. What are you manifesting when you're at home? Dr. Lucky is going to get married soon to this lovely lady here. I'm going to expose all of them very soon. Dr. BC here is going to get married soon. I'm going to manifest all of them soon. Who else is getting married? We don't know. Julie is getting married soon. They are all going to manifest. But let me tell you my concern. I don't care what they do in church. I want to see what they do at home. What sort of character are you at home? When you say, I do, what are you doing? Don't come here and smile at everybody and at home you are nasty to your spouse. That's not manifesting no glory. But then, that's not all about Damola. Damola, tell us your profession.
I'm a corrosion scientist.
Say it slowly.
Okay. I'm a corrosion...
Corrosion?
Scientist.
Scientist. Stop there. Has anybody seen the corrosive scientific side of you? Where does it manifest that? In his job, in his workplace. But then, his character, his person, is also what is behind the corrosive scientist. Whatever that means. I hope I'm right. Corrosive scientist. That's dangerous, you know. That means you're a scientist, but you're corrosive. What do you do?
I design corrosion inhibitors that go into oil and gas pipelines.
No, please, you are too fast.
Okay. I design, test corrosion inhibitors that go into oil and gas pipelines.
I didn't get that.
Okay.
You design.
So, like, I make chemicals that go into oil and gas.
To our level.
Pipelines.
You make chemicals, yeah. Right? Yeah. That are
used for preventing corrosion in oil and gas.
You're
pipelines.
Not talking. Yeah. So, what is corrosion?
So that's like the degradation or the deterioration.
Oh, come on. Degradation, deterioration. Give me a break.
Okay, it's
you are
when
manifesting too much grammar.
Okay, it's just like rust when
rust.
Metals break down.
When metals break down, so you design chemicals that stop them from breaking down,
yes,
from
sir.
Rusting.
Yes, sir.
What is degradation, disintegration? Too much manifestation. Listen, that is. So what is it doing again? Another manifestation. You don't know, but if you see him, you don't know he's gentle, he's this, he can do this. You know, the likes of Balotelli. I see the way he takes young people in this church and makes sure he encourages them, shows them where opportunities are, help them with their CVs, help them to apply for jobs, help them, you know, and all these things. But you know, like I said, charity, we must first manifest from within, please. And our immediate environment. We are done with religion. Everybody wants to do something in church. Excuse me. The world does not care whether you sing in the choir. The world cares when you solve problems and create solutions to their problems. But then they look at your personality, they look at your character, because your personality and your character can ruin your abilities. Manifesting the presence of God. So now, next time you see Damola, you have seen the things he can manifest. Honestly, we saw a manifestation. I was telling my wife last night, another manifestation of Damola. I have lived in this Liverpool for 20 years. It's going to be 20 years in June. In my 20 years, Dadaism, I've only entered Anfield Stadium once. Just once. And you dropped us many years ago, if you remember. You dropped us. And for us to even enter, we know the price we had to pay to enter, to go and watch Liverpool play Chelsea. I still remember. Somebody said, why are you talking about canal things? Excuse me. Where do you think the world wants you to manifest? It's in canal things, physical things, earthly things. Some of us, our head is just buried in the sky. They're just spiritual. Just there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory, glory. That's all they know you for. Glory, glory. Brother, glory. Not you. Wow. You have manifested today. Give me. That's a manager. Please celebrate it. Manager. After supervisor is what? Money. Start up. Father, in the name of Jesus, heights that his father, his mother, their generation have never reached, lift him up. Let your glory come, fill him. Let him manifest as your child in his work. Thank you, he's manifesting already. You are going to be lifted. They are going to remove people and put you there because you are manifesting the glory of God. Higher and higher and higher in the name of Jesus. Please watch this space, people. Years. I know what I paid that day, Zippy, when you dropped us. My brother flew all the way from America and forced me to go and watch Liverpool play Chelsea. I don't know what year it was. Joshua, do you remember that year? Because you are very good with years. Remember when your uncle came from America and we went to Anfield to go and watch football? What year was that? You're still thinking? All right, you manifest, bro. We paid through our noses. And then Damola rings my first son yesterday. Would you like to follow me to Anfield Stadium? I've got 2 tickets. He takes our first son to Anfield that I paid through my nose to enter. They got there and he sends me pictures. They were eating in one, whatever, what's that place? VIP or whatever. Centenary Lounge, they were eating. And then sent me another picture, they were watching football game. Grandma, my son didn't pay anything. I saw another manifestation of Damola yesterday. I didn't know he could take me to Anfield. I just knew him as the husband of Yeti, the corrosive scientist. Now, let's move away from Damola. And let's move to God. What do you know about God's person, His character, His ability? Does Damola come? You and Yeti come. I want to just come. Leave the mic. I just felt led to pray for the two of you now. All right, let's come. Let's lay hands on them. My wife and I will be 24 years married next open week. Please just come. No. Do you want to do that? We are happily married. And I'm not joking. We are going to pray for them. The joy we never experienced in our marriage. Where we have reached, that will be their own starting point. Your marriage will be sweet. It will go from glory. Please lay hands on them. Father, Lord, what you called, designed marriage for in the garden of delight called Eden. Today, the delight, the joy you've enjoyed in your marriage so far will not be compared to the glory that the two of you will begin to experience from this day. Your marriage will be glorious from glory to glory. We, God, you know, if we and I are lying, we are not lying. We are happily married. We proclaim upon the two of you, your marriage will know, your joy will know no bounds. Every plan of the devil has failed. He's tried in the past, and both of you know the devil has failed. We speak into your life. We lay hands on, please lay hands on me today. Father, thank you. In the name of Jesus, you will manifest the presence and the glory of God in your home. Your children, they will be nursed by your side. Great will be their peace. You will have joy. You will be so wealthy that the two of you will be channels. Channels. What God originally created marriage for. Your marriage will be the example. It will be one of the examples of many manifesting the presence and glory of God. Father, thank you. Your children are blessed. You will be known in the gates where elders are because your wife, Yeti, virtuously lifting you up. And Yeti, everything you've always desired in a home, in your marriage.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. It is done for your glory. Happy married life. Would you take Yeti as your beloved wife? Please let's celebrate this couple. Please let's just pray. I want to know you. introduce yourself to me, God. If you are who you say you are, I want your manifest presence. I want my situation, I want my life to start reflecting who you are, what you are, your person, your character, your ability. I pray, reveal yourself to me. I open up myself, I empty myself, I surrender. Ah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Your glory, your glory, your glory. Let your glory, yes, Lord, be seen, be felt, be experienced. Rade kezo to brende la baheze le baya. Out of the mundane to where I'm ordained. Please, Samuel, if you can get on the drums, let's just play slowly. Channels of my spirit. Open up! I am with the Father. Open! If a man can see God face to face, means you can experience Him. What does God's glory mean? What does the manifestation of His glory? What does it mean? It means God the Father, God the Word, and His Spirit working together, changing your life, transforming you. That is what the manifestation of the presence of God does. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the Father, the Word, changing like they did in Genesis chapter 1. Filling every emptiness. Bringing form to the formless. Bringing light into the darkness. Yeah. No more boundaries.